Each week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely.
You already know that, like me, Joel's a bit sentimental. He likes to hang on to things. It's not just his favorite pair of decades-old shoes, either. In fact, when we first got married, we had a bit of a quandary. Let's just say Joel's preference in matters of style were initially a bit different than mine. Luckily, his taste has become incredibly similar to mine throughout our marriage. In fact, it's remarkable how quickly his taste evolved, although I've always tried to be respectful of his man cave. But to start, there was a miles-wide gulf between our preferences. He was all for uniting our possessions, and his generous philosophy was, "What's mine is yours." The trouble was, I didn't want what was his. For example, displayed above his former garage door was a homemade, wood-burned sign that said, "Joel Self-Abuse Kuchera." Apparently, his college teammates nicknamed him this due to his rough style of playing basketball. I had a very different understanding of what the term self-abuse meant, and I couldn't help but wonder whether his ornery buddies might have pulled one over on Joel. On a pleasant afternoon shortly after our wedding, Joel was organizing his items in our now shared garage. It was hard to make everything from two garages fit into one, so Joel was getting rid of a number of items. Unfortunately, the three large leaf bags under the workbench did not contain lawn debris. We didn't discover that Joel had hauled off the brand new 17 Christmas wreaths I had bought on sale after the last holiday until I was ready to hang them on our exterior front windows in November of the following year. But nothing could mar our first Christmas as a married couple, though. Not even the accidental discarding of 17 brand new wreaths. As the years have gone by, we've been able to joke about that mistake. I faithfully remind Joel about how we once owned enough wreaths to hang from red ribbons on each and every window of our home. I'll playfully punch his shoulder and he'll pretend it hurts, and then he'll stalk out to the garage, mumbling something about not putting stuff in garbage bags if you don't want it thrown away. But back to organizing our garage and Joel's evolving taste. I was pleased with the way Joel integrated our belongings, creating a cohesive system. He found a spot for everything, except those wreaths. He was even able to build shelving for the items that he found at the county landfill when he was dropping off the junk that he got rid of. He never ceases to be amazed at the cool stuff people leave at the dump. Just when we needed a new vacuum cleaner, he found three. Although they didn't work individually, he was able to create one working vacuum by parting out the other two. We got a good use out of that thing too before the cord shorted out and started one of our curtains on fire. He said he felt he probably still could have salvaged it by replacing the faulty cord, but he'd had to use the bag to beat out the curtain fire flames. Yes, the dump has yielded quite a few treasures over the years. He's found bike tires and nearly new mowers, pallets, and a friend of his even found a valuable vintage baseball bat and several brand new Christmas wreaths one time. Now, I believe in the sanctity of the man cave, so I don't meddle in the business of the garage. Joel enjoys piddling around out there, looking at van magazines, going over his tools, and gazing at his many well-earned sports trophies. You might be wondering if the Joel Self-Abuse Kuchera sign migrated to the shared garage. It did, but after the wind caught it and blew it into the back alley several times, Joel must have outgrown the silly thing. Good thing, too, because the last time the wind got a hold of that sign, it blew right into our fire pit. This is Valerie, the Little Spouse on the Prairie. Follow Little Spouse at facebook.com/littlespouseonthepraire and on Twitter at spouseontheprairie at Valerie Kuchera. Be sure to tune in to Little Spouse next week.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with music by Kelly Works, and produced by Angie Hafley. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org.